Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley says the state's general fund budget will be the biggest problem before lawmakers next year. Legislative leaders say they'll have a hole of at least $200 million in the budget when a fiscal lifeline expires. Voters in 2012 approved of taking money from a state trust fund to support the budget, but that bailout expires this year. The governor says he and lawmakers have already been meeting about possible solutions. Bentley and the House Budget Chairman Steve Klaus of Ozark says there are no firm proposals. Bentley said last week that legalized gambling, either with a lottery or compact with the Porch Creek Indians, is on the table for discussion. However, Bentley says gambling is not his preferred method of finding revenue. Alabama's community colleges are being encouraged to help women over the age of 50 re-enter the workforce. The group AARP is offering grants in six states to encourage schools to offer classes to help these women get jobs. There's a webinar today to help interested schools sign up for the grants. Jamie Harding is the Associate State Director of Communications for the state of Alabama. She believes that this program can have a big impact on women and on Alabama in general.
Parents, so any time that we can bring economic opportunity to women and their families, it's good for the whole community. Obviously, having folks working and filling jobs that are available, these are opportunities for people to actually, and for employers as well, to find skilled workers.
The ultimate goal is to help women from 50 to 64 years of age to earn enough money to retire. A number of Alabama community colleges have already signed on. The deadline for joining up is December 10th. The Alabama Crimson Tide face the Mississippi State Bulldogs tomorrow in Tuscaloosa. The game could be a tough test for Alabama and a moneymaker for some local fans. APR student reporter Jordan Eichner has more.
Residents along 13th Street in Tuscaloosa will soon turn their front yards into parking lots for fans eager to see the Alabama-Mississippi State game. I spoke to Morgan Granda prior to the Texas A&M game last month. She says the 20 cars she fits on her lawn means a lot of money, depending on who Alabama is playing that week.
Like a major game like the Texas A&M game might go for $40 or $50 a car, but something like Florida Atlantic would only go for like $30 or possibly even $20.
Mississippi State has been ranked number one for much of the season, which can mean a big payday for Crandon. For APR News, I'm Jordan Eichner in Tuscaloosa.
Jordan Eichner is part of a University of Alabama journalism class being mentored by the APR news team. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
It's going to be a sunny and cold day across Alabama. Temperatures only top out in the 40s despite the sun. Now tonight gets cold again, even colder. Low temperatures back in the 20s. Hard freeze expected statewide. For Saturday, temperatures top out in the low 50s. Look for a gradual increase in cloud cover. We will be cloudy for Sunday and Monday with a good chance for occasional rain. Expect cold air to return to the state by Monday. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.